I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 8 o'clock, John Feinstein joins us, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. Chip Patterson, college football writer for CBS Sports, at 8:25 on the shakeup in the Pac-12 and Big Ten as USC and UCLA jump ship. Right now, though, when you hear this music, it means it's time for our Junkies Weekend Parlay.
You know, real quick, can I just mention as we get today, July 1st, 1987, sports radio was born. WFAN, Mike Frances and those
guys.
Was
it 87?
1987.
I feel like it was earlier than that.
So how many years ago is that? I know.
I mean, we were 17, so 35.
35 years ago today was sort of the official. Now, you had guys like Ken Beatrice, you know, guys that would do sports talk shows.
But an all-sports
station. But an all-sports format is really only 35 years old. It's kind of crazy.
Today, huh? July 1st?
Today was the day.
Still can't believe it's July 1st already.
I know. It's amazing. Anyway.
All right, so we're going to post this on my FanDuel account. I don't know if you want to spin that wheel. Got three plays in. We'll start with Matt Cahill.
All right.
The big unit.
Medium unit this weekend. There's a big tennis match tomorrow. Okay. Nick Kyrgios versus Tsitsipas.
Is this Wimbledon?
Love Tsitsipas bets.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Kyrgios looked really good in his last match yesterday. Like, really good. Like, he could win the tournament type of performance, but he's so unstable, and Tsitsipas is a good player. I like both players to win a set, but Tsitsipas to win the match. It's plus 200. I just think that at some
point... That's a good pick. I like it.
I think at some point, Kyrgios is going to just become unraveled.
Well, do you have a likely to get fined or anything like that? Have an outburst? Smash a racket.
I don't see that on there, but
on fan.
That would be also a good bet.
Yeah.
So he's a wild man.
So you've got Tsitsipas winning 3-1?
No. To win the match and both players to win a set.
All right.
I can come in there and click on it for you if you
all
need
right,
to.
I can't find it.
All right.
I mean, I can find it, but it's going to take me, you know, 3 minutes. All right. Let's go with John Paul Flame.
So there's big UFC card this weekend. Israel Adesanya, who's one of the best strikers in MMA, started out his career 20-0. Style bender was unbelievable in the middleweight division. He tried to move up to light heavyweight. He lost that one, but he's won his last two. But here's the thing, he's known as one of the most exciting fighters in MMA, but the last two wins just decisions. I think he's looking for a bounce back, wants to be spectacular because spectacular fighters who have knockouts, they make more money. He's fighting what I think is kind of a journeyman, a guy who's 15-5. I was looking at his resume. He's won his last two fights. Cannon Ye, I think is how you pronounce his last name. He's been TKO'd, though, in the past by Dominic Reyes. He was knocked out earlier in his career. I think Adesanya finishes this fight in style, doesn't win by decision. He wins via knockout or TKO. That is plus 170.
Where's Adesanya from?
He's Nigerian.
Oh.
He's actually Nigerian-born New Zealand. I don't know where he grew up.
So you got him,
he grew up in New Zealand.
Winning by knockout, TKO, plus 170.
Yes.
Bitter.
Why, you having a hard time finding it?
No, my bet was just closed out for some reason. All right, spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel. Can I just do mine, get it over with?
Yes.
All right, you keep hyping up JoJo Gray, Jason, and I'm actually looking at the numbers. And his last five starts, he's given up a total of 4 earned runs, 5 runs total. Certainly the Nats have, you know, they've lost his last 3 starts, but he's doing his job. He's actually lowered his ERA to 3.82 at this point.
It's pretty impressive. So,
his last 4 starts have been awesome.
Last 5 have been good. Yeah. So JoJo Gray pitches today against the Marlins, and I know that's always like a tougher matchup than it should be. But let's just go for it. Let's just take the Nats on the run line. You're getting plus 150. Let's hope they get a good outing from JoJo, and maybe Juan breaks out with the news of his $425 million offer going public.
Right.
And they score some runs for him.
Got you. Against the Marlins tonight.
So let's take the Nats plus 150 on the run line.
All right. You are in.
I know the guys always like it if you get plus money.
All right. Well, I've moved my bet to our huge plus money. I'm very bitter. All right. Spin the wheel. Let's go to Valdez.
All right. Eric, I don't know if you've been communicating with Vinny and Joe recently, but
yes,
the Mets are sliding.
Oh, really?
Sliding hard.
Should I be breaking their balls?
Yeah, you should be, because I think they lost 5 of their last 6.
All right.
They did play the Astros, but they also lost twice to the Marlins, I think, like last week. But they are hosting the Texas Rangers.
Is it basically catching up to them, like no DeGrom, no Scherzer, and that kind of thing? Is that what's happening?
Kind of.
Yeah.
My sources up in New York are telling me it is everyone's hitting the panic button. Okay. I have no sources.
At least down to 3, I think.
They're 4-6 in their last 10.
So they're hosting the Texas Rangers, who are 500. But did you know that the Mets are 19th in the MLB in OPS against left-handed pitchers?
Okay.
So
the
Rangers are throwing 2 left-hand pitchers out at them for the series on Saturday and Sunday. So I'm going to take the Texas Rangers plus 130 on the series price against the Mets. So they got to win 2 out of 3 today, tomorrow, and Sunday. So
all right.
Rangers. You
what is the number on that?
Plus 130.
Okay. All right. Guys always like it if you get plus money.
All right. That's me now. All right. So for some reason, I had a golf bet in there, and they just closed it out. So Denny McCarthy, who of course is a friend of ours, has been playing really well. Now, he did miss the cut last week at the Travelers, but the 3 tournaments prior to that, he finished 7th at the U.S. Open, mm-hmm. where he shot 68-68 on the weekend.
That was great.
He finished 5th at the Memorial, and then he finished 27th the week before at Colonial. He is currently 5th. He is T5. He shot a 66 yesterday at Deer Run out in Illinois at the John Deere.
I saw he's plus 1,000.
He's plus 1,000 to win. He's never won a PGA Tour event. I originally had him for a top 5 finish at plus 210, but they closed it out for some reason. I don't know why.
So you're just going to take it effort to win?
Well, look, the field's not great. I mean, the fact that Ricky Barnes shot a 66 yesterday should tell you something about the field. Ricky Barnes has missed every cut this year. He never plays, and he misses cuts all the time.
Right.
But Denny McCarthy shot a 66 yesterday. He tees off at 230. I'm going to go for it, F it. He's going to get his first tour win. I liked it at top 5, but they took it off the board. He's plus 1,000 to win the John Deere.
If that hits,
So
what are the odds on that one?
He's plus 1,000.
Plus 1,000. Yeah. Love it.
He's just really, really close. He's been playing well. He's got to put 4 rounds together, and he's been hindered by his iron play, especially on the weekends, but he's put that together for the last few weeks. So I'm just going to say F it. Denny's going to get a win. I'll take Denny McCarthy to win the John Deere, plus 1,000.
All right, so what's the total? Are we all in?
Well, we have an issue, because I don't think we can do more baseball with my series play. It's not letting us combine your baseball play with mine.
So do
I. So I got to find something else.
Are you sure? Yeah, I mean,
right. Well, it's either you or me have to do it. And since you picked before me,
before you're
I guess I guess I have to alter my.
Can you bet take, on Live Golf? Take, I don't think FanDuel gets ice for Live
Golf.
No,
they don't offer that. Why don't you just take Texas on the money line tonight if you think they're going to win the series? They're plus 168 tonight.
All right, let's do that then.
All right. So Texas Rangers tonight to win against Bassett in New York. We've got Adesanya to win TKO or KO plus 170 against Jared, what's his last name? Conyer?
Yeah, I'm not even sure how to pronounce his last name. Kanye.
Nationals run line plus 150 tonight. JoJo's pitching at home against the Marlins. CeCe Pass wins the match. Both players win a set plus 200. And I got Denny McCarthy plus 1,000 to win. $6 pays. It's a big one. $3,500.
Wow. It'd be about
to be exact, $3,575.
I mean, obviously, it doesn't matter if any of us lose before, but I mean, every Junkies listener should be rooting for Denny McCarthy.
100%.
Because that's the big one.
Yep.
Don't mush it because I have him in another pool, Jason.
You have what, McCarthy?
Yeah.
To win?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, I really liked the top five. I don't know why they took off the top five.
Probably because everyone started teeing off already for the second round. And so that just nullified all the stuff.
Yeah, but they still have him as a winner. They still have the winning players up.
All right, that's our Junkies Weekend Parlay. Coming up next, we talk to best-selling author John Feinstein on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.